So, the Rebbe has ruled against love?
The Rebbe says love follows marriage.
The Rebbe says romantic love is folly and long courtships dangerous.
The Rebbe says. And what the Rebbe says, you do?
You'd better believe it.
Your sister's withering limb by limb. Her pulse won't tick. Her face looks grim. So you pray to your God, but the odds look dim and it won't be long.
Not yet.
Don't fret, for you take your woe to the medicine man and his tongue declares the heavenly plan. If God would spare your sister's life, you must defile your neighbor's wife.
He could never.
Yes, he could.
But he wouldn't.
If he would.
Which neighbor?
Answer him, fool.
If the Rebbe said sin, I sin.
You see, Professor, when we heed the Rebbe, we're in tune with the heavenly will. It's all we have to guide us. Or do astronomers prefer to be guided by the stars?
By something as old as creation. Free will. Bestowed, I might add, by the Rebbe's boss.
Free will is not enough. Man still needs a compass.
Does he? I dare say, there's not a single moral question that reason cannot solve.
Is that so? It's World War II, you're fighting by the Rhine when you're caught one and all like renegade swine and tossed in the brig with fist to swing.
I dig for the nearest way out.
Don't shout! As a commandant slips a luger in your fist and deals you a choice, you'll die to resist. Feed any two yanks a mouthful of lead and the rest can count on water and bread.
He could never.
God forbid.
But he wouldn't.
But he did.
If the devil said choose, I'd choose. I suppose the Rebbe would have told me a way out?
Sometimes there is no way out, but there is always a right way, the Rebbe's way. For us, the only way.
Is it? The Rebbe says this, and the Rebbe says that. Sing low, sing hail to the Cat in the Hat. But if this lion led you astray,
he wouldn't be the Rebbe if he would.
Well and good, then suppose he proclaim the end of days. Unless you forsake your God-fearing ways.
He could never.
Yes, he could.
But he wouldn't
if he would.
If the Rebbe said drop,
yes,
I drop. You see, Professor, modern life may point us in many directions.
But a Hasid always knows his place.
And with the Rebbe to guide us, we are never without a moral compass.
With all respect, we'll stick with our own moral compass.
I see. Chassid, you heard the professor. You have a moral compass. Free will, conferred by the Almighty. So, it's all you need, right?
I beg your pardon?
You're working past 8, alone in your chair, when your ravishing boss starts stroking your hair. Tell me, good friend, where's free will?
The Rebbe said the will is in the won't.
So you don't. But suppose this vamp with a venomous hiss would boldly demand a passionate kiss.
She could never.
Yes, she could.
But she wouldn't.
If she would.
If the hussy said kiss.
Yes.
Class dismissed.